Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, are your healthy habits all over the place or non-existent? Do you wish you could find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and really just talk a little nicer to yourself? If you have tried to habit hack your health, but the strategies you've tried just haven't worked for you in your busy lifestyle, then this podcast is for you. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, behavior change specialist, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about our health and our habits. How do I know? Well, because I've transformed my own life through habit hacking, and now my family gets the best of me, and I now help my clients do the same. I'm now going to teach you how to create healthy habits in less time, guilt-free for all seasons of your life. It's not your fault your habits haven't worked, my friend. We just have to do them differently. So, are you ready to feel empowered and transform your habits and life? Then let's do this. Hi, friend. Welcome back to Habit Hack Your Health. I'm so glad you are here. You're still showing up, taking care of yourself. Got me in your earbuds on a walk or doing the dishes, folding the laundry. I'm so proud of you, right? I know this time of year can get a little hectic, and I'm just so proud of you for showing up. And I love podcasting because it is something that changed my life when I was on my own transformation journey as far as personal development, because it was really hard for me to find the time to read, and listening is where it was at. Audio is where it is at for me, and I know for a lot of my clients and you all as well, because obviously you are here. And that's why we as women have to do habits differently and get a little more creative and use my, what I call, Atomic Habits for Women philosophy. And this applies towards not only mindset and personal development work, it also applies towards movement. Go check out last week's Habit Hack Thursday episode where we talked all about movement to de-stress and not raise your cortisol levels. But I'm really excited because as we are continuing talking about the top episodes of 2023 of the show, this next one is all focused around food. I'm not shocked at all that one of the top three episodes had to deal with food. So last week, the other episode I shared was all around making time.
This next top episode is all around, should you be tracking your food? Food freedom is the biggest challenge I hear from most of you because it's so complicated and diet culture BS has just really complicated and confused us, right? And this is what a lot of folks, when they start my accelerator program, this is usually where they start. This is where they usually start. And a lot of times with this, we end up replacing unhealthy habits in regards to food with healthier habits focused around food freedom habit hacks that I teach. We chat even more in my accelerator program, like the very first module talking about those top challenges around food freedom. And by the way, in that program, the challenges I address around food freedom mindset and movement are based off surveys with you all and conversations. So it's legit. But right from the get-go, we talk about if you should track your macros as a habit for just data, how long you should do it, when you should not do it, and so on. It's a personal decision for you. You'll hear me say a lot of times, facts over feelings. And I personally think, and I mentioned this in the episode, I think it's good to check in every once in a while, you know, use MyFitnessPal to gather the data, to gather the facts around what you're eating in the day, making sure you're prioritizing protein, right? It's actually the first step in my habit hacking system. You got to find out the data, but you also look at it as far as like objectively, what have you thought about that particular challenge around food freedom? But once you have that data, it helps you be informed versus obsessive over everything that's going in your mouth is how I view macro tracking. Now, in this episode as well, I also mentioned the Healthy Habit Reset Live. This is my free masterclass. You can get it anytime. It's linked in the show notes for you. But I do it live 3 times a year. This takes you through my 5-step habit change method. So the whole goal is to learn some basic habit strategy and learn how to pivot your habits for any season of life that you are in. Now, spoiler alert, our next live session of the Healthy Habit Reset, I do it live because I usually do some fun giveaways. I'm able to answer questions in real life time as well. We'll be on January 24th, 2024 at 12 p.m. Eastern live. So mark your calendar. I'll be sending more details closer to the date. It will only be one day moving forward. The Healthy Habit Reset will only be one day. One and done, because girl, I know you're busy. So should you be tracking your food? Well, let's get into it and chat a little bit more on this episode, one of our other top episodes of the year, and let's start habit hacking this together. Well, happy Habit Hack Thursday. I don't know if you celebrate Habit Hack Thursday every Thursday like I do, but I live for these episodes because, and I know I hear from y'all in your reviews and from the folks that I talk to who are in my programs, you love these quick episodes because they're easy to digest. And literally going to give you some food for thought today with our Food Freedom Habit Hack, talking all about if you should track your food. We're going to be weighing out the pros and cons, and I'm going to give you habit loops around both. So you'll notice each week with these habit hacks, I will be giving you a habit loop to go with it, because that's what we do inside of our higher level accelerator signature programs, where we are habit hacking, really digging deeper into specific challenges that you all have voiced to me over the years that I have created our programming and habit loops and habit hacks for you. So just a reminder, we'll be digging into debunking diet culture and what it really means to be healthy from the female perspective, because, you know, we come through it through a lens of atomic habits for women when it comes to our healthy habits on day 2 of the Healthy Habit Reset. So this is coming up in the next couple of weeks on August 15th, 16th, and 17th. If we've never worked together, this is like your first step in learning basic habit strategy. So I'm going to teach you my 5-step habit change method.
to help you pivot your habits for any season of your life. Because let's face it, we create these healthy habits for ourselves. We're moving and grooving and, oh, you got a new job. Or, oh, this time of year, I feel like the fall is always a big change. Or we are, you know, our kids are going back to school. My schedule is changing. You know, I just shared a little bit about how I was in my weekly newsletter about how I loved doing like 5 a.m. at home workouts for years. I loved it. It's what started my own transformation back in 2015. But then when my oldest son started middle school, he was getting on the bus super early. I started coaching really early at Orange Theory, and I had to pivot all of my habits. And that was not easy, but I created a system to help you do that. So come join us for the Healthy Habit Reset. This is Basic Habit Strategy 101. Day two will be really debunking diet culture, and day one, we'll get right into the method. Day two, debunking diet culture. Day three, we'll talk about how to create consistency, accountability, and so on and so forth. So I'll be going live each of those days, the 15th, 16th, and 17th at 12 p.m. Eastern. Join me live. There's a Facebook group and there's a Zoom. You know, either way, I know some folks don't like Facebook. Like, I'm pretty much like get in, get out as far as like just talking with my habit hackers inside of my accelerator programs. But come join us. You get the replays. If you register, there's a workbook, and everything's linked in the show notes for you, my friends, because I know you're probably driving or doing your dishes. I'll be sharing more about a new digital habit tracker I am launching that week. And if you register, you get a special discount code. So yay, go to bit.ly/healthyhabitreset. I am so geeking out and excited about this tracker because y'all have been asking for it. And like, this is like starting like a big snowball, a positivity snowball, as we talk about so much in regards to more digital tracking options for you all. I'm so pumped for it. So talking about tracking, especially tracking your food, leads me into today's food freedom habit hack. Should you be tracking your food? You know, I focus on these three fundamental needs: mindset, movement, and food freedom for women, because there's so much confusion out there, and especially with food, right? There's so many different diets out there. It's a bajillion dollar industry, if that's even a word. There's so many different folks on social media saying, well, I did this, or I did that, or here's how to meal prep, here's how to do this, here's how you track your macros, or like if it fits your macros. And that's really confusing. And inside of my Food Freedom Accelerator, like that's our most popular program, we debunk all this, give you some basic objective and subjective data when it comes to women and food and what we need to fuel our bodies, but also eliminating diet culture BS when it comes to our food, and how tracking has really got a bad rap when it comes to food. Okay. If you listened to last week's episode, we talked about tracking and stacking and how your habits will be, you'll be more successful with your food freedom habits with tracking and stacking, and you'll actually be able to pivot. You'll be able to stick. However, I understand that tracking your food can be very triggering. Oh, girl, I get it. It can become very overwhelming and it becomes like a diet then for some folks, right? It's not just data. It defines you. It consumes you sometimes. Or maybe for some folks, it is just data, which good for you. Good for you. I love that for you. But I'm a big believer and gathering data, hence the new habit tracker coming out and the other tools we have inside of the shop and how we start our habit hacking system in each side of our accelerator with gathering data. But data when we're tracking food doesn't have to be just macros, your protein, fats, carbs, all that good stuff. It can also be tracking emotional eating, your hunger cues, or even tracking food sensitivities. Even habits that you have around food and your own version of food freedom. Now, I personally will use an app like MyFitnessPal a couple times a year when I find myself in like a hold steady pattern as far as like my eating, just to see where my macros are. I always want to make sure I'm getting enough protein for me because, y'all, I'm not getting any younger. I'm 41, almost 42. A girl needs the protein to help fuel my muscles because I'm really leaning into weight training this year. I want to be a strong, you know, lady getting into this stage of my life. So I just made myself sound really old. 41's not old. But
I personally do that, but I don't track my macros every day because that's too much data for me and that's just too overwhelming for me. But maybe that is for you, right? And I want you to consider the pros and cons of tracking your food and not tracking your food. So I will talk about the pros first and I'll give you a habit loop. Then I'll talk about the cons, the not so great things about tracking your food and a habit loop around that because this is personalized for you. So take a little bit from both or take one or the other. So the pros of tracking your food. Weight management. So if you are trying to lose, gain, maintain weight, tracking your food intake can really give you some valuable insight, right? And as far as like your calorie consumption and help you stay on track. Maybe you have dietary goals, such as you have like a specific macronutrient distribution you want to follow, or it can ensure you're meeting those targets by tracking your food. Maybe you have a health condition like diabetes or food allergies, food sensitivity. So this is great. It helps you identify triggers. Oh, I love this one. Some people track their food to really think of potential triggers for like digestive issues, allergies, pinpoint specific foods. I love this. Athletic performance. So like I said, I sometimes track a couple times a year to make sure I'm fueling my muscles properly, getting in enough protein and optimizing my performance. Or just developing healthy eating habits. Tracking your food can be a useful tool for making you more aware of your actual eating patterns and just accountability, right? It can help you stay accountability to the choices you're making with your food freedom and really help you be more mindful with your eating. However, it's vital that you strike a balance when it comes to food tracking, in my opinion. It can be beneficial for some, but it also can lead to obsessive or unhealthy behaviors or relationship with food. So if you do decide to track your food, do it in a way that promotes health and is sustainable, okay? Sustainable being the key word. And of course, it's always a good idea to consult a doctor or dietitian, healthcare professional, so on and so forth before doing anything else. So let's talk about a habit loop around tracking, a pro of it, right? So a habit loop, again, is a cue, routine, reward. We dig super deep into this inside of the accelerators. There's, I think, over 75 habit loops if you do the bundle and do all three accelerators. I love that for you. So a cue could be feeling satisfied after a meal or a snack or like during a specific time of day. Like you eat, you're like, I feel good. The routine is you track your food consumed using a food tracking app or a journal or a tracker, like from the shop, for example. And the reward is a sense of achievement and control over your diet, and you have insights on your eating patterns. Great. I wish it was that simple for everybody because diet culture has really complicated food for us, hasn't it? That's why the Food Freedom Accelerator is the most important. So let's talk about the cons. So I kind of alluded to this already. So obsessive behavior. Tracking your food can become an obsession and lead to like unhealthy preoccupations with calorie counting, weighing your food, your macros, portion sizes, and it can really lead to disordered eating patterns. Next, it can lead to stress and anxiety, right? Anxiety. Constantly monitoring and recording your food intake can create stress and anxiety around eating, turning mealtime just into like so stressful instead of enjoying it, right? Inaccuracies, right? Food tracking relies a lot on like self-reporting your own data, right? And sometimes we can be incorrect or we forget about like extra oils we add to things. And then we get frustrated because we're trying to meet some type of dietary or weight management goal and we're not seeing that. And maybe it just may be due to inaccuracies. Time consuming. Like y'all, I cannot like highlight this one enough. Maintaining a food diary or a tracking each of your macros. Like I know there's been times when I was using my Fitness Pal and sitting there like going through trying to like make sure I'm like finding the right portion size and the right food or the right brand. Like I'm like, I just don't have the capacity for this in my head or in my schedule. So I hope you feel that way too. It's a disconnection from your hunger cues sometimes too. So constantly relying on tracking can lead to a disconnection from natural hunger or satiety cues, right? It can interfere with intuitive eating, making it harder to recognize. And then social restrictions. This makes me so sad. Like it can lead to you not wanting to like have dinner with friends because it doesn't fit your macros, or it's too stressful to think about what you're going to eat ahead of time. And this can just really have an impact on your mental health all around. Okay. So food tracking is not suitable for everybody. It's either tracking your macros, or maybe it's tracking triggers for emotional eating. Like I said, I want you to rethink what food tracking means for you. It doesn't have to be your macros. It can be a lot of other habits around your food in order to help you find true food freedom habits. Okay, so let's talk about a habit loop around maybe the cons of tracking your food. So a cue is maybe you are feeling anxious or stressed about food tracking, or experiencing obsessive thoughts related to calorie counting or macros, right? Like each time you sit down to eat, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm sitting here trying to calculate what the macros are for this. The routine is just take a deep breath. Let's do it together. Remind yourself that tracking is not about perfection. It's okay to skip it tracking sometimes and consider engaging in a relaxing activity or mindfulness exercise. And the reward is just reduce stress and anxiety around food, promoting a healthier relationship with eating and your body image. So, my friends, this is a personal decision between you and your doctor, and leaning into what your own definition of food freedom means. Okay, we'll discuss this more on day two when we debunk diet culture together in the Healthy Habit Reset. And really think about why, how we as women have to think about tracking our food freedom habits differently. It's not just about your macros, my friend. There's a whole bunch of layers to women and food and our habits and relationship with food. And we do that together here because I get it. I get it. We need food for fuel. We have food for emotions. We have food and social activities. And food is sometimes almost puts like a barrier between us and living our best lives, unfortunately. So come join us in the Healthy Habit Reset. We'll dig into habit strategy 101, learning my 5-step habit change method. And if you're ready to work together, come grab the Food Freedom Accelerator. This is one of my signature mini courses where I will take you through my habit hacking system. We will provide some habit loops and help you start taking action. I actually have a Facebook community as well for anyone that purchases an accelerator, where I go live every week for office hours and just provide a little extra coaching there for y'all, just to give you a little extra sense of accountability. Because I know I've bought courses before and then like, wah, wah, didn't do anything with it. Like, I don't want that for you. Okay, so everything's linked in the show notes for you, my friend. I will catch up with you next week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen, it's linked in the show notes, to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.